Parshas Hazino, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Mem Ches. Hashem says, "Vayomer Hashem Moshe Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh Le'emor, go up to this mountain." Rashi says it's three times the Torah uses the word Be'etzem Hayom in the middle of the day. By Noach, when the people said, "We're going to stop Hashem from bringing the Mabul," Hashem says, "I'm doing it in the middle of the day. Come and try to stop me." The next time is by when we left Mitzrayim. Hashem says, "We're leaving Mitzrayim Be'etzem Hayom. You want to try to stop me? Come ahead." And the same thing with Moshe dying. And the question is, it makes sense that we think we could stop Hashem by the Noach and the Mabul, and we think we could stop Hashem by the Mitzrayim. But how in the world are we going to stop Kodesh Baruch from taking Moshe Rabbeinu? I once heard from Rabbi Zwag the following idea. If there's a judgment on a person who's involved in the community and now he can't serve the community anymore, the judgment is no longer simply on him, it's on the community as well. If Moshe left and Moshe had a din on himself, but the fact that he can no longer serve us means that there's a judgment on us as well. And if there's a judgment on us, then we could stop. How can we stop? We daven. To the effect that we're affected, we can go ahead and try to stop it by davening. And therefore, it says, "Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh," how is it going to stop it by davening? Our davening can affect everything. Have an awesome, uplifting Shabbos.